Jeremy Bradley here, back on top of the charts and the open road. Still in the Yukon, enjoying Discovery Days. You know, there's the whole gold rush thing. And, you know, I'm here with the star of the hottest show in town. It really is, isn't it, Amy?
It really is.
Okay, well, I'm talking with Amy. You know what? Introduce yourself, because you get the starring role here. What's going on?
I'm Amy Soloway, and I play Diamond Tooth Curdy.
Yeah.
She was, in my opinion, the coolest chick in the Klondike in the late 1800s, 1890s. During the gold rush, she existed, and she was one of the first women, one of them, to really make money in that she knew what men wanted, because there was an influx of men in the 1890s. So she said, what do they like? They like gambling. They like women. They like booze. So she put them all under one roof, and there you have it. Diamond Tooth Curdy's Gambling Hall.
So how long have you been doing this in the show?
This is my fifth season. And I fell in love with the town. Anybody who comes here. It really is the people. Of course, it's beautiful here, and it's extreme. It gets very hot in the summer. It gets very cold in the winter. But the people are really what keep you coming back, truly.
But what's your favorite thing about doing this show?
I like surprising people. People don't think they're going to find something of our caliber in the middle of what they consider nowhere. Even though, of course, we both know it's not nowhere.
No,
you know, we are quite remote. So people are really surprised. We get tourists from the U.S. and Germany and New Zealand and Australia, and they are blown away. So I kind of like to kind of make them excited and go like, what? What are you guys are real dancers and real singers and real musicians and
What's the moment in the show that makes them think that though? Is there one thing that sort of sticks out that you get
the
audience?
I think the minute I open my mouth, I think the minute the piano player starts playing and the drummer starts drumming and the dancers come out and start can-canning, because you don't find a lot of can-can anymore. You really have to go to like Moulin Rouge in France, and we've had many people who've been there and say that our show is at least on par, and many times say it's better. So we're really proud of that.
If I'm not mistaken, I think I'm dressing in one of those types of costumes at a local place here.
Are
Do you know about that?
Is there the photo? Oh, the Peabody's photo park.
Right.
So so you're going to be a can-can girl?
That's what they told me.
I'd
so
like
we'll
to see.
See
how you look.
All right, maybe we can
place in the show.
Maybe we'll do a side-by-side picture of the two of us tomorrow when we do that. But yeah,
we'll
something
see.
To look forward to. So when people are in town, where can they check out more information about the show and their casino website?
There's a website, of course. There's the Klondike Visitors Association, the KVA. They are who runs this gambling hall. The money it's not for profit for this gambling hall. This casino, the money goes back into the town. You can always go to Parks Canada here. There's so much information about the Klondike, about the Yukon in general, at either one of those places.
And it's three shows nightly?
Three shows nightly, seven nights a week.
And at Canada's oldest casino, if I'm not mistaken?
It is, and still working casino.
All right. Well, we can't see you right now, but we're actually in your dressing room. So we're gonna get out of here. You can get into your zone, because we're just minutes away from showtime. Break a leg, as they say, right?
Why, thank you very much.
Well, thank you,
Please
Amy.
Enjoy the show.
Oh, I will. And I'll be front row center, maybe? Yeah?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, give me like a wink then? Or.
I will. Okay. Oh, you might not want to be front
row. Oh, it's audience participation. Oh, I put my foot in my mouth. I literally did, though, just at the bar.
You put a toe in your mouth.
Have you done that very quickly?
I've done that three times.
Three times?
Yes, I even pretended to smoke it. I took it out of the glass. I did more than just put it to my lips. You have to do that. There are things here you have to do.
Yeah, well, that is one of them, and I did. So, again, our website, where you can see all of the pictures and information about our visit here to Dawson City, is at travel.jbonair.com. Amy, thank you so much.
Thank you. Oh, absolute pleasure.
Break a leg, and good luck tonight. Have a great time.
Thank you very much. You too.